Hi everyone, and welcome back to A Plus English. I'm Erin.
And I'm Laura.
Thanks for teaching me how to play Pokemon Go, Laura.
You're welcome. Do you love it?
I am enjoying playing it, but...
But what?
I've noticed some bad things about the game.
你有注意到一些不好的事情? Like what?
Well, one day I was playing in a park and someone tried to take my bag.
这样听起来好恐怖,有人想要偷走你的包包。That's not good.
I know. So today, I was thinking we could talk about some of Pokemon Go's bad points.
对,没错,其实宝可梦虽然非常好玩,可是要小心哦,它其实还是会有一些坏处,就是 bad points. Yeah, that's a good idea. So let's get started now.
Okay.
Everyone's crazy for Pokemon Go.
Here are some of Pokemon Go's bad points. More accidents. Some people play the game when they're driving. This is very dangerous, and people can get hurt because of this. Many people also play the game when they're walking on the street. Sometimes, they don't look up from their phones. If they're not careful, a car might hit them.Theft. Theft could rise too if people aren't careful when they're playing Pokemon Go. For example, robbers could wait at Pokestops. They might try to take people's phone and money. Watch out when you play Pokemon Go, and you'll have fun with this popular game.
Word power!
Accident. Accident. Two drivers were hurt in a car accident. Two drivers were hurt in a car accident. Dangerous. Dangerous. Don't drive too fast. It's dangerous. Don't drive too fast.It's dangerous. Rise. Rise. Rise, rose, risen. The prices of vegetables rose because the typhoon is coming. The prices of vegetables rose because the typhoon is coming. Wait.Wait. Please wait for me at the bus station. I'll see you there at 2 p.m. Please wait for me at the bus station. I'll see you there at 2 p.m.
So, day two of our article starts out by saying, here are some of Pokemon Go's bad points.
OK, 所以今天呢我们课文要聊的呢就是有关这个宝可梦可能有一些缺点，所以以下就是宝可梦精灵宝可梦 Go 的一些缺点哦 bad points、
mm-hmm. Are you ready? The first one is more accidents.
听起来就不好、oh. 就是意外多多。
Uh-oh, that's bad news. Now let's find out why by looking at the noun accident, which is spelled A-C-C-I-D-E-N-T, accident. So we're looking at the noun accident. An accident is when a vehicle, like a car, crashes and often somebody gets hurt. For example, two drivers were hurt in a car accident. One more time.Two drivers were hurt in a car accident. Have you ever been in a car accident, Laura?
Unfortunately, yes.
Mm,
okay. But I wasn't hurt badly.
Good.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay, 所以好险呢，那时候我这个是 it's a small accident, 是小小的意外哦。Accident 没有错，就是意外或者是事故，它是个名词。像是常常呢，我们提到就是 car accident, 就是指车祸，或者是 motorcycle accident, 这样就是指骑机车时候发生的车祸。但是如果不小心做了一些事情，像是打破碗的话，你就可以这么说咯。I'm sorry that I broke the ball. And the other person might say, that's okay, it was just an accident. 意外总是会发生啦，没有关系哦。所以刚刚的课文的例句提到就是说呢，两位 drivers, 就是驾驶呢，在车祸中受伤了。
All right, well, let's look at the article to see what might happen. It says, some people play the game when they're driving.
Ooh, that sounds very dangerous. Mm-hmm. 所以有些人会怎么样？边开车 driving, 边玩精灵宝可梦 Go.
Right, now, Laura was right. That is not a good thing to do. That's because, as the article tells us,This is very dangerous and people can get hurt because of this. Now let's learn more about the adjective dangerous, which is spelled D-A-N-G-E-R-O-U-S, dangerous. So dangerous is an adjective and it's something that's dangerous, could hurt you or kill you. For example, we could say, don't drive too fast, it's dangerous.Let's say it one more time. Don't drive too fast. It's dangerous. Now, I try not to do too many dangerous things. What about you?
Yes, I won't do that. Like playing with fire, for example. 像是玩火就是非常的dangerous, 很危险的事情千万不可以做哦。好，没错，我们来认识一下危险的英文就是 dangerous 这个形容词。其实它是源自于它的名词 danger, 就是危险的意思。For example, I could also say smoking is dangerous to your health. 抽烟对健康一定是非常不好的，很危险的哦。OK, 那刚刚的例句 Aaron 老师提到的就是不要开车开那么快，因为很危险哦。Don't drive too fast. OK, 那我们刚刚其实有看到 because 的用法哦。OK, so because 如果加上子句，那但是如果用到 because of, 我们后面要接的是个名词哦，要注意一下哦。好，回到课文，他提到就是说，这可是相当危险的，而且人们也会因为这样而受伤。
Now the article also says this.Many people also play the game when they're walking on the street.
Yeah, actually, I do that sometimes. 很多人可能会怎么样？边走路边玩这个游戏哦。
Now, I've seen this happen a lot. It gets worse too, though. The article says...Sometimes they don't look up from their phones.
低头族来了，所以有时候他们会怎么样？一直低头看手机。Okay, look up 就是抬头往上看。那当然呢 ，look 还有很多片语啊，常见哦，像是 look down, look after, or look for。哇，其实有好多片语，到底要怎么用 ？Let's take a look at our magic box.
Magic Box 找亮点，
贯彻爱与真实的邪恶，没有错，就是我。又迷人的反派角色小四郎九十万啦，你们有想念我了吗？话说 Pokemon Go 上市以来已经好久了，你问我没有抓到编号25的神奇宝贝哦？Let me look up my Pokedex， 让我查一下我的 Pokedex 哦，也就是图鉴啦。Let me look up my Pokedex. 编号25就是皮卡丘嘛，那当然是，还没抓到啊。Look up 这个动词片语就是查询的意思，例如 look up the dictionary 查字典，或是 look up the internet 查网路，其中的 up 就是往上的。所以 look up 除了查询之外，它也可以单纯指往上看哦。像那天啊，我和我的搭档武藏一起去抓神奇宝贝，他抓得太认真了啦，我怎么叫他都不理我。 Shouldn't look up， 快看啊，有人在那边撒花。 不是真的 look up， 他没有抬头啦，因为他一直低着头。那么向下看的英文呢，我们就可以说 look down。 For example， She was looking down at the cat。 She was looking down at the cat。 他在低头看妙妙哦，因为妙妙很矮啦，所以当然要往下看他咯。那你可能会觉得很奇怪啊，怎么往下看还要再加一个 at？ 其实呢，这是另外一个片语 look at， 表示注视着、看着什么东西的意思哦。例如 look at me， 看看我，我那么帅，那、啊、你不看我要看谁啊？或是 look at the cat， 看看妙妙啊。那为什么要看妙妙嘞？因为 she is always looking after us， she is always looking after us， 因为她总是在看顾着我们、照顾着我们呢、啊。Look after 就是照顾的意思，哎，但是很奇怪，妙妙就已经走很远啦，啊，五藏干嘛还是看着地板呢、啊？哈 ，because she was looking for some insects， because she was looking for some insects， 原来她是在找一些昆虫系的神奇宝贝啦，啊，那些绿毛虫、独角虫的又不强，干嘛一直看呢、啊？真的是够嘞，唉，啊，刚刚说了这么多，你们到底有没有在听呢、啊？好啦，再帮你们复习一遍。总而言之 ，look 就好像一个特别的神奇宝贝一样，可以进化成雷精灵、火精灵啊、水精灵。后面搭配上不同的字，就有不同的意思哦。就像我们今天说到的 ，look up 就是往上看或是查询的意思 ，look down 往下看 ，look at 注视着、看着的意思 ，look after 照顾，还有 look for 就是找寻哦，都是用 look 眼睛看。但加上不同的机器词就有不同的意思呢，就跟神奇宝贝一样神奇哦，等待你一个一个来收集。
If people don't look where they're going, something really bad might happen. The article says, if they're not careful, a car might hit them.
So true. 若是他们不够小心，然后又要低着头在玩这个 Pokemon Go， 车子也许可能会怎么样撞上他们呢？
Or they might walk into a wall. Or fall down the stairs. I did that yesterday.
Oh no.
But I wasn't playing Pokemon Go.
Okay, be careful. 要小心哦，不然你就可能跟 Aaron 老师一样不小心撞到了墙，或者是走楼梯的时候，whoa，跌倒。Okay, be careful, Aaron.
Mm-hmm.Now, let's look at point two. It is theft. Now, this is what almost happened to me. Theft is when someone steals something.
没有错 ,theft 这个字有点难哦，其实它就是偷窃，所以第二点就是窃盗，还有这个平传，窃盗平传的意思。其实它是，大家有没有觉得 theft 长得很像另外一个字，就是 thief, 就是小偷的意思啦。
Now the article tells us a bit more about theft. It says, theft could rise too if people aren't careful when they're playing Pokemon Go.
没错啊，如果人们玩这个 Pokemon Go 时不够严谨或者是谨慎小心，这个窃盗率当然就会上升啦。
Now it says, theft could rise. Now rise is a verb and it's spelled R-I-S-E, rise.What does it mean, though? Let's find out. So, rise is a verb, and it means to become more or higher in numbers or amount. For example, we could say, the prices of vegetables rose because the typhoon is coming. One more time. The prices of vegetables rose because the typhoon is coming.So that means there could be more theft. Is that right, Laura?
That's right. 因为我们太专注玩这个宝可梦 Go 呢，导致怎么样呢？窃盗率当然就会 rise， 就是上升啦。Rise， 我们来看一下这个动词，就是提升、增加。那动词三态的变化就是 rise, rose, R O S E， 或是 risen, R I S E N。像这样的例句提到，就是这个蔬菜的价格上涨了，因为台风。台风要来喽。
Now the article also gives us an example. It says, for example, robbers could wait at Pokestops.
Oh, that's so true. 比方像是呢，这个抢匪可能会在怎么样？宝可梦补给站，就是 Pokestops 埋伏。
Now a robber is what we call a person who steals something, similar to thief.
Okay, 可是他们比较，他们是强盗、抢匪，所以他们可能是比较硬。 硬拿的硬抢的 OK robber 就是这样子的意思而 thief 它可能是偷偷的小偷偷走的东西、
Now what are robbers doing when they wait? Well, wait is a verb and it's spelled W-A-I-T wait Let's find out more about it Okay, so the verb wait means when you stay somewhere until something else happens For exampleplease wait for me at the bus station. I'll see you there at 2 p.m. Let's say it one more time. Please wait for me at the bus station. I'll see you there at 2 p.m. Well, Laura, what are you waiting for?
Oh, sorry.
Help me explain what wait means.
Okay, sir, I was waiting for another...Pokemon, OK. Wait 是什么呢？就是等待的意思，它是个动词。像是呢，我最讨厌在大排长龙等待排队。I hate waiting in long lines.
Me too.
OK, 那有时候我们打给客服的时候，他可能会怎么样？就是占线或是让你等很久，他就可能说 I'm sorry to have kept you waiting. How may I help you? Very polite. 那刚刚的例句提到就是请在公车站牌等我，我会在下午2点跟你碰面哦。
Then the article says they might try to take people's phone and money.
OK, 所以这些这个抢匪很坏哦，他们可能还会拿走玩家的手机或者是 money 钱哦。
So here's what you should do. The article says, watch out when you play Pokemon Go and you'll have fun with this popular game.
没错，玩这个精灵宝可梦 Go 时一定要小心哦。这样子呢，哎，你就可以尽情的享受这个风靡全球的游戏喽。这里提到的 Watch out， 当然就是指当心啦，小心啊，通常是很危急的时候，像是 Watch out for that car， OK。So are these bad things going to stop you from playing Pokemon Go, Aaron?
No way.But we do have to finish up for today, though.
Okay, let's now do a quick review.
Okay.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Watch where you're going!
Oh, 可是你自己还不是一样。
You're lucky my phone's not broken.
Oh, sorry.
I bet you drive while playing Pokemon too. That's dangerous.
I do not. I would never cause an accident. 我才不会这样子。等一下。
What?
那个是什么? Isn't that your bag?
Yeah, that one?
Yeah, 那个啊那个红色的包包 that red bag over there.
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Hey, what's that man doing?
Oh, 他好像要偷你的钱包耶。I think he's stealing your wallet. That theft 是偷窃。Robber! Robber!
Robber! Robber! Let's get him!
好啊小偷。
Everyone's crazy for Pokemon Go.
Here are some of Pokemon Go's bad points. More accidents. Some people play the game when they're driving. This is very dangerous, and people can get hurt because of this. Many people also play the game when they're walking on the street.Sometimes, they don't look up from their phones. If they're not careful, a car might hit them. Theft. Theft could rise too if people aren't careful when they're playing Pokemon Go. For example, robbers could wait at Pokestops. They might try to take people's phone and money. Watch out when you play Pokemon Go, and you'll have fun with this popular game.
Accident. Accident. Two drivers were hurt in a car accident. Two drivers were hurt in a car accident. Dangerous. Dangerous. Don't drive too fast. It's dangerous. Don't drive too fast. It's dangerous. Rise. Rise. Rise, rose, risen. The prices of vegetables rose because the typhoon is coming. The prices of vegetables rose because the typhoon is coming. Wait. Wait. Please wait for me at the bus station. I'll see you there at 2 p.m. Please wait for me at the bus station. I'll see you there at 2 p.m.